The stuff you didn't know that you never knew you actually wanted to know. It's Tawny's Actual Factuals on Star 102.5.
Jenga, Jenga. You take a block from the bottom and you put it on top. You take a block from the middle and you put it on top. Till someone knocks it over and that's when you stop. But
so, you guys have played Jenga, right?
Yes.
Yard Jenga or real Jenga.
Mm-hmm.
I get very stressed during Jenga because I take it so seriously, but now I understand a little bit more, because while the blocks might look the same in the tabletop game, they have subtle differences in their dimensions to make the construction less stable.
Hmm.
So they're made to fall over. I always
detectable
thought
to the human eye, or is it millimeters? Or
nope. Each brick is a different size and weight, so no two games are alike.
Oh.
I always thought they were uniform bricks, like just pieces of wood.
Yeah, I would have thought so too.
But duh, I guess it makes sense. Because they couldn't all be level in the same weight, or what would happen?
Well, it'd still tip over eventually.
Just not as soon.
You'd remove as many blocks as you
right.
could.
Have you ever almost hurt yourself or broke something playing the big Jenga?
No, never no. have. Have you?
I was over at the Thirsty Sportsman, and I was playing the big Jenga.
Yeah.
And I got real excited, and it was a middle one, and I'm like, it's going to fall over.
Mm-hmm.
I pulled it out so fast, it flung out of my hand and soared across the bar. Luckily, it was empty.
So the tower didn't tip over
no.
on you. You were just throwing blocks around.
I was. I stopped playing after that.
Good idea.
That night, anyway. I was like,
announce
that's too
your
too
retirement.
Give me some popcorn. Give me some popcorn right now. I'm craving for some popcorn. I don't care what movie we're watching. I'm craving for some popcorn.
A lot of people.
I am now, too.
But hear me out now. Popcorn, right?
Yeah.
In Colombia, dried ants replace popcorn as a typical movie theater snack.
I'm not going.
Nope.
I've had dried ants. They're quite crunchy. It reminds me of a popcorn shell, actually. That's what I said when I ate it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Why were you eating that?
Why? Yes.
When I had a job once, my coworker was an entomologist, so she was always eating bugs. So she would bring them in and let you try them. My friend Javon. I've had mealworms.
I have a coworker who gets up and goes to Target every weekend at 7 in the morning. I don't do that.
Would you guys ever try it?
I've eaten bugs before, but it's not a thing I would ever eat a handful of. As you were, these are like popcorn.
That's what I did. I just grabbed a handful of, a pinch of them out of her jar.
I don't want to, no.
Okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. When I'm drinking whiskey, I know nothing can go wrong. When I'm drinking
well,
whiskey.
That's not true.
This one's for you, Ken.
Uh-huh. It's better than the ants.
Yes, I was thinking of you. At one time, this person just got so much cooler in my mind. George Washington, as in the first president of the United States, was the nation's largest whiskey producer. He made 11,000 gallons of whiskey in 1799.
All right. It would have been cooler if he had been the world's largest whiskey drinker. That would have been
cool. Wouldn't that have been cool? We might be speaking a different language.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
We counted on him to do a lot in the early days.
Yeah, he was important.
I find myself wondering if, like, any of that whiskey still exists somewhere and is, like, fermenting to be, or, like, in a museum. Mm. I want to know now. And would you drink it? It would be better, right? Or would it
first
be stronger?
Over the ants. That was my two choices.
Well, of course.
250-year-old whiskey or whatever versus ants. Yeah, no question.
It's a no for me. Doesn't have the word raspberry margarita in it. I don't
want it. We'll call it a White Claw or something. Washington White Claw. There you go.
Oh, we are flying in an airplane, looking out the window, watching the clouds go by.
First of all, I want to thank Kurt for finding this audio. Because
you were just dancing.
It unlocked a memory for me that I didn't know I had. So thank you so much.
The Barney?
Yes!
That's what I thought, too. That's why I've just been looking down the entire time going, I don't know.
So fun fact, you shouldn't do dumb things on an airplane. It just doesn't end well ever, right? But I've never considered like what happens when you break the law. Like, afterward. When you're on a plane, you are under the laws of the country where the plane is registered. Not where it takes off from, not where it's landing, none of that. So if you punch someone on an Air Canada flight, you have to face charges in Canada.
Mm.
Okay.
So don't do it on some international flight that's like registered to Germany and you live here.
You got to go over there.
You got to go over there and deal with it.
Ah, I see.
So just another reason to stay in your seat until... Yes. Just don't do it.
Just put in AirPods and just ignore everybody else and just look forward.
Right.
And get some whiskey.
And get some whiskey.
Everything you didn't know, you wanted to know. Tawny's Actual Factuals on Star 102.5. Hear them again at star1025.com.